This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on May 19th, 2016. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Next item on the agenda is Reg 2014-01, outline of draft NPRM implementing party segregated accounts. This was put on at the request of Commissioner Weintraub, and I imagine you would like to make a comment or two on this.
I would indeed. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This goes to the new accounts that were set up under what's known as the Cromnibus at the end of 2014. There's a lot of money being raised for these new accounts, so we read about it in the newspapers every day. We had our lawyers take a very thorough look at this, and they came up with some good constructive suggestions, a detailed outline for how we could move forward with rulemaking. They did that in October of last year, and we discussed it last December. And I think there was supposed to be some plan of maybe the Regs Committee was going to try and move this forward, or something was supposed to happen. And I was pleased that when we had our recent conference in Florida, one of our regular regional conferences, that the chairman indicated his support for our doing a rulemaking on this topic. But the sad fact is that nothing is happening. Absolutely nothing has happened since we last talked about this in December. And I think something really needs to happen. We need to move forward. We need to direct counsel. They're just sitting waiting for direction from us. We need to direct them to start drafting a rulemaking document. And if people have different ideas of what should be in that rulemaking document, I'm sure counsel would be happy to hear it and would be happy to incorporate alternatives. But right now, we're not doing anything. There was an article in just this morning, although I put this on the agenda late yesterday before I even had a chance to read this article, but there's an excellent article in the Washington Post this morning in which one prominent Republican attorney says, I think both political parties will find many creative ways to use the quasi-soft money accounts to support their presidential candidates. We are in an environment in which there has been virtually no enforcement of the campaign finance laws. So it would arguably be political malpractice not to make maximum uses of these accounts. I think that we are long overdue for providing some guidance to all of the people who are out there trying to operate under this new law. And I just say to my colleagues, what the hell are we waiting for? I think we should direct our lawyers to start drafting an NPRM so that we can provide guidance to the party committees and to the donors and to everybody else out there about how they're supposed to move forward using these new accounts, which are apparently a huge fundraising vehicle. And, you know, it's going on out there, and we're sitting on our hands on the sidelines. And I think we should move.
Any questions? Or not questions, but any further discussion? Commissioner Goodman?
I'm sorry, is there...
No, go ahead.
I couldn't quite.
You can go first.
I have a practical question, a wholly practical question. I believe a rulemaking in this area could be quite constructive. I think it's obvious that we wouldn't change the rules on anybody in the middle of this election cycle. We couldn't even probably get the NPRM out and comment it in to change it. So we would probably be looking at something early next year, I think. So that's a practical concern, number one. The second is, while the Democratic National Committee and the Republican National Committee are underwater right now, organizing national conventions in a presidential year, I just think we should think about the timing of when we put this out for comment, because this is going to impact them. They're going to want to comment. And they are their resources are stretched right now, and so I think we ought to consider that as we work through the process of when are we going, since we're not going to change the rules between now and November, We ought to think about when we're going to impose this rulemaking burden on the parties to bring us comments.
Commissioner Rappel?
I'm not disagreeing that we may want to have some considerations about timing, but my concerns about just our activities in general, and we've talked about this, is a very important part of our role is to provide guidance to others. And yes, it's not going to probably impact this particular election given the timing for rulemaking, but I think it's very important for this commission to move forward on rulemaking on matters that are of great significance. And this is one that we addressed, and I'm trying to go back. I haven't looked at the date that this was first
the memo was
provided
from
to
October.
Us. Yeah, from October 2015. And it, I think we're remiss in not performing the function that's really important, that so that people can know how to comply with our laws. So I would like to at least have us ask the Office of General Counsel to begin to work on this matter, and we can make determinations about when we decide to go forward on it. I don't think that that's something that we need to talk about today necessarily, but I understand your concern. No, and I understand that. Absolutely.
And I'll just add that, as I mentioned, as Commissioner Weintraub mentioned, I did say that I support rulemaking in this area. I think additional clarification with regard to the use of these accounts would be, well, I think, would be helpful to everyone. I agree with Commissioner Goodman about the, I mean, there are the practical realities of when we can, when would be the best time to launch this rulemaking in order to get the most useful comments from the party committees that they could provide in light of the burdens they have right now. And so I think that, though, you know, we'll obviously need to take those into account, but I think that hopefully we can figure out a way that we can figure out what's going to be the best schedule to and the best way to move forward with respect to this. And then just one comment: if we you know took this up late last year, I had some concerns about some of the language in the outlines. I think we would need to potentially. I think that there would need to be some tweaks in terms of. The guidance that would be provided in this outline that we'd want to give to OGC in terms of what we'd want to see in an NPRM document. I think one thing in particular was the implications that this rulemaking would have on an earlier advisory opinion that we issued to the National Party Committees with respect to the funding of the conventions. And I think that there was some concerns as to that, and there were some others as well. But I think that in terms of a rulemaking, I think it's a good idea. I think it's the realities that we need to operate within. You know, obviously, we'll take those into account, and we'll need to look at and figure out a way where we can land on a kind of on a document that we're all comfortable for supporting that we could then give to OGC to give them the head start in terms of drafting. Commissioner Weintraub.
So do we have consensus that we want to direct OGC to start drafting? I don't want past delay to become the excuse for further delay. And we're never going to finish a project if we never start it. So can we get them started with the understanding that commissioners will be giving them feedback about alternatives that they want to see proposed in the final NPRM?
I'm not comfortable saying start drafting yet because it's been about 6 months since I last read this, so I can't even recall all the specifics of this document. And so I think the most productive path for us as a commission is to give them a guidance document that's going to have the most likely ability to actually get four more votes. So I would want to go through and make sure that whatever whatever direction that this outline provides is going to have the greatest likelihood of success. So I wouldn't support. I couldn't give the green light right now, but I don't disagree that that we don't want delay to become the mechanism by which we're operating.
Could we?
All due respect,
Mr. Chairman.
It's been sitting on everybody's desks since last October, and nobody has provided any guidance to OGC about what, other than what's in this document, they want to see in here. So if not today, then when?
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Vice Chairman?
I can see where the votes are going to go today, but I think I just want to go on record. I think there's nothing lost by moving forward to have OGC start to look at this and to start putting a framework on it that might even produce a better discussion than looking at an outline and suggesting what it might be and trying to decide in advance what we really want to think they're going to draw. But I'd like to see them take a run at a draft. We can call it a rough draft. And then see, those generate other ideas and better ideas, and then maybe we'll see ourselves looking at another draft, and by that time the election might be behind us, and we can, then focus with more speed and more put out a better product. And my concern is that we're, when the election's over, there's going to be a sense that, wow, the election's over, and maybe we'll get started on this next year. But I don't think anything is lost by moving it, by just getting a draft going and asking OGC to just give us their best crack at it. They know pretty well what the issues are. They could give us a draft A and B if they want to, even to say, we know there's considerations in two different points of view. Here's what we think you might want to look at for discussion. So and I would hope that we could get consensus to authorize them to get started now.
Commissioner Goodman.
As I said, I think it could be a constructive proposal. But I do recall from months ago, and by the way, I don't recall the Regulations Committee late last year meeting to even discuss this and develop it further. So you've brought it back on our radar screen. I do recall from the last time this came up in the fall of 2015 that I did have some deep substantive reservations about the outline and the legal paradigm presented in the Office of General Counsel's proposal to us. I think I recall I discussed some of those at a public meeting. One was the abrogation of the advisory opinions that we issued in 2014 to the Democratic National Committee and the Republican National Committee. And that I couldn't support this outline as is if it was going to propose an abrogation of those advisory opinions, because the rationale that the commission had chosen in those advisory opinions was not affected by the creation of the special accounts in the Omnibus Reconciliation Act. There are other substantive issues that I recall. I think that some of the categories and the silos for some of these accounts are far too narrow. And so I do think that the Office of General Counsel would benefit from further discussion with commissioners before it just takes off to draft something based on this outline. Now, whether we do that through the Regulations Committee, I know that the Chair and the Vice Chair now constitute the Regulations Committee, or whether we have a broader process in interacting, I'm willing to identify all my substantive issues in the coming 2 months to Office of General Counsel and put those together. But I'm not comfortable setting them off to draft something now based on this outline where I know I have many substantive disagreements.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Let me suggest that it's always been my position on rulemakings that, I mean, this would be to begin the process. We're not talking about a final rule here. We're talking about a notice of proposed rulemaking, and I think that those documents should always include alternatives that reflect any idea that any commissioner wants to put forward on the topic. I think personally that it would be helpful. It would help commissioners identify exactly what alternative they want if they saw a beginning document, an early draft from OGC. But as I said, nothing has happened yet, other than political party committees going out with, you know, in the vacuum that we have created and doing, I'm sure, the best they can. I know that both of the political party committees, the major political party committees, are well advised. They've got good lawyers. I'm sure they're doing the best they can. But I just think that we are abrogating our own duties to provide guidance on this new law. And we have to get started. I think that my own view is that OGC could start and with the understanding they would be getting ongoing feedback from commissioners about other alternatives they wanted to see proposed. And I'm not predicting, I honestly haven't decided yet where I would land on any particular issue in here. I thought it was a very good starting point, the October memo. If you want more time at the front end to provide them with some, I don't see any downside to their starting drafting now. But if you want more time at the front end to give them some more feedback at the front end, I'm okay with that. But that's what we said we were going to do in December, and nothing has happened since. So I'm just putting everybody on notice that I'm going to keep bringing this up. I recognize the timing issues. I'm open to discussing the timing issues, but as I said, I don't think we should let past delay become the excuse for further delay. Otherwise, we're going to find ourselves next year just starting the project, and then people will put it aside for another few months, and then, oh my gosh, it's 2018 already, and we're in an election year. We can't do it now because we're back in the middle of an election year, and it will never get done. We have to just start.
Commissioner Goodman.
What is the evidence that the parties claim they don't have sufficient guidance today? If we think they're doing something really untoward, that would be a compelling reason to move very quickly. And the other is that the parties are complaining that they don't have the guidance that they need. That's a really compelling reason to move very fast. By the way, I I'm not suggesting that we abrogate our responsibility to provide guidance. I'm just saying, what is the compelling problem right now?
Well, it appears that our Office of General Counsel, based on the discussion here at the table today, has one view of what the law might mean, and not all commissioners share that view. So there appears to be some not complete agreement even of the people sitting at this table today as to what this law means. So if we're not sure what it means, then how do we expect that people out there have a perfect understanding of it?
Well, on the issue we just discussed, on whether to abrogate the convention committees established by advisory opinion,
right. There
is no disagreement that there is an extant advisory opinion, that both national parties are relying on it, that this commission recognizes those committees. They file regular reports with the commission. They get RFAIs from the commission. And they are operating and reporting pursuant to the advisory opinion. Now, someone may want to change that law, so I don't say that's a disagreement in the law. I think that what Office of General Counsel was recommending was that we change extant law under the advisory opinion and change what is now well-settled practice by both national parties. So, listen, I'm willing to undertake this process. I guess I was just asking, I had a practical concern about the timing, and so I was adding a question that was, where is the problem out there? Do we think that they are abusing the accounts right now? Do we have reason to believe that the Democratic National Committee and the Republican National Committee are abusing these accounts in some way? I'm just not aware of a problem that compels us to act immediately, and yet I'm willing to begin working with Office of General Counsel.
You know, I'm not sure that's a relevant question. Sorry, Mr. Chair, because I don't think it's a relevant question because we know that there are disagreements in some of these matters, maybe not the one that you're talking about, maybe that's very clear, but there are others where the law is not clear about the usage of some of the accounts, and there's potentially disagreements. But we've already acknowledged it's not going to impact this particular election. The question is, are we going to abrogate our responsibility? And I think we need to move forward. And what I would suggest, and I appreciate that you've got things that you would like to add, and you mentioned within the next 2 months, maybe we could set a date certain for everyone to provide their suggestions to council, and that we could then come back and have a discussion about it, set a date for us to discuss it at a meeting right now, so everybody is on notice that we could do that. What I worry about is the same thing that Commissioner Weintraub has mentioned, and that is that, and just by virtue, not, this is no, you know, negative to any one side or anybody, but time gets away from us, and it goes off the radar, and we don't then deal with matters that we really should be dealing with, and it would be good if we had some certainty about at least when we're going to come back and discuss it, and if we need more time, then we need more time.
Commissioner Hunter?
We may decide to go forward with this rulemaking, and we might have 6 votes to do so, but I take exception to the characterization that we may be abrogating our responsibility. There is no responsibility to write a rule on this issue. The Congress passed the law. It was passed by Congress. In this time where it's hard to get these types of things through, Congress passed the law, and the party committees are doing their thing. As Commissioner Goodman suggests, I know of no evidence that they have any questions. We've never had an advisory opinion on this at all. The person that you quoted from the Washington Times, Mr. Rob Kellner, who I know and respect, I mean you probably don't read the Washington Times, the Washington Post, great guy, but as far as I know, he doesn't represent the political parties. Maybe he does now, and I'm not aware of it, but I don't think he does. And so, again, I'm not aware of the parties running around scratching their heads saying, gee, I wish the FEC would do a reg on this. And so the law doesn't call for us, I don't believe, to do a regulation on it. As you know, sometimes when Congress passes the law, it requires the FEC to implement a regulation on that issue. As far as I know, as far as my recollection, there's nothing in this law that requires us to do a regulation. And I think the statutory provision in FECA is that the commission shall do regulations when necessary. And I don't see any evidence that it's necessary here. Going back to last year, I was on the regulations committee then, and I don't recall ever asking the Office of General Counsel to write this memo. I don't think we ever had a discussion about it. I received the memo, and I'm not saying that it was poorly written or anything like that, but I just don't recall anybody getting together and say, write this memo. So I never thought it was necessary to begin with.
Mr. Chair, just one comment about that. What I meant by abrogating our responsibility was that we do have an obligation to provide rulemakings that will assist the community that relies on our guidance to be able to comply with the law. And I recall the last rulemaking we did, and we did it together on Citizens United in the McCutcheon case, there was nothing in the court decision that said we had to do rules. There was no one who was coming before us saying, oh my God, we need guidance. Everybody sort of knew what the obligations were under the law with respect to compliance. But those of you on that side of the table thought that it was really important, as did I, that we provide that guidance to people. So this is not this is not saying, it's not partisan, it's not any of those things. It's just, I think, what our job is to do.
Commissioner.
I think there's a bit of a difference between removing regulations that have been held unconstitutional by the United States Supreme Court. That seemed like a pretty reasonable thing to do.
Well,
Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you. The only thought of that is I sense a situation where if we're going to adopt a rulemaking, I guess it has, and I haven't held the statute, when we deem it necessary. But from the comments of these two commissioners, it looks to me that their opinion is we don't need it. If that's so, I mean, if it happens to be 3, then we ought to forget about it and get on with business and not to go through the exercise. So that's my only thought. Unless we have a majority of commissioners that says that they think it's necessary that we do a rulemaking, we can decide that fairly quickly, and rather than the painful wait, and then decided sometime later. So that's just my thought. I happen to think that, you know, those are brand new areas, and probably people would like to have the guidance in reg form as opposed to no form, just to make it easier on them. But I have to admit, I haven't tried to divine any rules one way or the other on this. So maybe the consensus is, even out in the field, that we don't need it. But let's take a look at that and see. I mean, we could ask these people out there, and we shouldn't draft rules just for the party committees when the general public is involved, but certainly if they're not interested, then we should be aware of their thinking in that regard.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to reiterate what I said before. You, at least, Mr. Chairman, have said publicly that you think that we ought to be doing this rulemaking. I hope you haven't changed your mind. I think it's ridiculous to suggest that there are no open questions under this law. I can think of several off the top of my head where there's probably wide disagreement at this table. Transfers between these accounts. Once the money comes into these accounts, can they then be transferred around for other purposes? And I like the way you, Commissioner Goodman, said, well, there's no question that that advisory opinion is still good law. I'm not convinced that that advisory opinion survives the statutory change that Congress made. It's not at all clear to me that Congress anticipated that, in addition to the three accounts that they would set up, that there would be this other account. You talk about the well-settled practice of the party committees. This law's only been on the books since the end of 2014, I believe, so there can't be anything too well-settled going on out there. It just hasn't been around long enough. But in any event, I think there are questions out there, and I'm sure the party lawyers are out there doing their best to give their clients the best guidance they can, but you know, to some degree, they're making it up because we have been silent, and I think the law is not crystal clear. There are ambiguities, and we should resolve them. And we should do it sooner rather than later.
So let me make the suggestion that now that this has been kind of brought back off the back burner, that I'll go back and relook at the outline and. And I would hope that to do that soon, and I'll obviously in consultation with colleagues figure out what modifications we might want to have to that outline, and see if we can't do that within the next. Well, certainly the review, starting the review right away, but maybe even having an ability to vote on it within the next month or two. So. But let's see how that process proceeds, and then we can, because I figured that, you know, if we can agree on an outline, then there will be a period of drafting that OGC will have to go through, so we really are looking more at late this year, early next year. But I think in terms of getting the ball moving, I think that the sooner the better is probably the wiser course. Commissioner Goodman.
Yeah, I was impressed by Vice Chair Walther's comment that we first have to get over the threshold of whether to do it, and whether there's going to be a general consensus to do it. I don't have a strong opinion against it. I want to preface this with that comment, but I think that's an important question to ask. And then if so, what? And I know that in the substance that I saw, I have significant changes I'd like to make. And I also may want to add other party regulations as part of this party rulemaking that I proposed a year ago and that were not accepted. But I may, as long as we're addressing political parties, I may want to address other issues with regard to political parties.
Is this going to become a Christmas tree?
Do we have anything further? If not, we will continue discussion on this matter and look forward to discussing both in meeting and offline with my colleagues on this issue. That brings us to item six, which is discussion of any management or administrative matters. We have Ms. Chacona subbing for Alec Palmer today, but do we have any such matters to discuss?
Mr. Chairman, there are none.
Hearing that there are none, this meeting is adjourned.